Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Big win last night. You're working on a short night of sleep. You jump all over the Angels early, and Corey Kluber makes it stand up. And Terry, is there anything bigger for a ball club than two-out RBI hits?
And not just one, but we had multiple. Yeah, you're right. And especially, like you said, early, we had a lot of good energy early. Now, it's easy to do that when you got base runners. And then, like you said, it was nice to let Kluber pitch like that. We had a four-run lead in the first inning, runner on third. We played the infield back. A lot of times when Kluber is pitching, man, he's already pitching for his life, and we're playing in, and then things happen. But he went the distance. The only guy we got up in the bullpen was Danny Otero, so that was good. We wanted to stay away from Cody. We ended up staying away from everybody. You get your bullpen in order, and we get a win, so that really is good.
I don't know how much numbers mean anymore, but I thought it was pretty intriguing. When Corey Kluber gets a minimum of four runs, he is 33-1 lifetime. What does that say to you, Tito?
Well, says he's pretty good, but I heard somebody kind of mention that to me the other day. It's an interesting stat. I think it shows that there's been no in between with Kluber. We either score or we don't. There's not a lot of in between. But I think what it says is he stays out there for six or seven innings and he's getting wins when we score, and that's a tribute to him, how far he's come, because good, bad, or in between, he kind of finds a way to stay out there.
Yeah, they always used to talk about Jack Morris and how he didn't care if he won 2-0 or 7-6, but he'd find a way to win. Is there something about – do some guys find ways to win and others find ways to lose?
I think that's – and like you mentioned Jack Morris, I think Josh Tomlin's all like that. You pitch to the scoreboard and, the heck with your ego. You got to find a way to win the game. Sometimes – the game calls for, maybe letting a guy hit a solo homer because you don't want to walk and get guys on base. Tomlin's one of the best I've seen at that, like looking at the scoreboard and knowing how to pitch. That's why he was so mad the other night. He gave up that home run because he does have such a good understanding of what it means to each hitter and what the score is.
How tough it is for you, I'm guessing, to write a lineup that doesn't have Frankie Lindor in it.
That means he's a really good player. But I think it's a good night for him to sit. Well, one, wanting to play tomorrow against a left-hander. We have a day off on Thursday. And two, when you give a guy a day off before he's just completely exhausted, we can pinch hit him, put him in a game, and not feel like we're doing him a disservice. So, you could very well see that tonight. I do think it's good sometimes to let a guy have a know when he's coming in and not starting so he can just take a deep breath.
We probably haven't talked enough about him, but because of Jose Ramirez, you can give a Lindor a day off, a Kipnis a day off, Uribe a day off. He can play in the outfield for you. He might be as valuable right now as any player you have.
You make a really good point. Jose's numbers are really good, but you have to take that and then add on to just the things you said. The fact that you can play him at shortstop, left field, second base, third base makes him more valuable than his numbers, and his numbers are good.
And he's hitting in the clutch, Terry. He's one of the top 2-3 guys in the American League with minutes scoring position. You were a hitter. Is that a fluky number for guys, or is that a number that shows you more about the guy?
Well, I think what it says right now is, he's hitting good anyway, and he's not striking out. And when runners are on base, he's not trying to do too much. He's just staying, using the whole field. So guys that use the whole field are going to get more hits. And then when you don't strike out, you give yourself a chance. In a day and age where there's a lot of strikeouts, he's not striking out. That's why we've been hitting him in the middle of the order, because when runners on base, he's not going to hit a ton of home runs, but he's driving the ball in the gap, and he's getting hits, and he's keeping rallies going.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Angels coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.